You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on this rainy Tuesday in the area. We are going out to D.C., though, to talk with Missouri State Senator Nick Schroer. Nick, how are you, sir?
Well, it's kind of rainy out here, too. I just got soaked just leaving the White House and meeting with Trump's team on how we can not only make America great again, but make Missouri great again.
That had to be pretty exciting to go to the White House and meet with Trump.
It was. We didn't get to meet with Trump yet. He's actually, no joke, meeting with Netanyahu right now. We got to meet with a lot of his cabinet members, got to have lunch with Will Scharf. Missouri's got a big presence out here in D.C. right now. And the White House is doing something different. They're bringing the states out to D.C. to figure out how they can work hand in hand with each individual state. And we were supposed to be the first one. I was out here a couple weeks ago. Maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and before the special session, we were supposed to be the first state that Donald Trump was bringing to the White House, but we had a special session. But things are really good. We've got about 70 legislators out here, covered a ton of different topics that I can guarantee you we're going to be addressing next year.
Did you have 70 legislators from Missouri?
Yes.
Wow.
So I think it was the Republican delegation from the House, the Senate. And I'm tossing in there a couple other statewides as well that made the trip out here, from Vivek Malik to Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick, Denny Hoskins, people from Bailey's office, the Attorney General's office. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to see the president embracing the constitutional 10th Amendment of the states and talking about things from education reform, tax reform, election integrity, you name it. It was a great day of figuring out how the feds can give us the power back at the state level.
I saw that Representative Wendy Houseman and Mike Costolo had posted a picture from in the White House earlier today, so I knew they were out there. 70 is a huge contingent of our legislature, though. So what's been the whole experience so far for everybody?
Well, it's been really cool. I know there's been a lot of communication for the past couple of weeks going into this on expectations, on questions, getting out here, things to do outside of the classroom setting and meeting of the minds with all of the different department heads. One of the guys that stole the show was the Secretary of HUD. We had the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Energy going over AI and the electric generation in our state, energy generation in our state. But it's been kind of good on two levels. Number one, educational, teaming up with the Trump administration, trying to figure out what we can do next year to bring America back to being a powerhouse by embracing the 10th Amendment in all 50 states, whether it's Republican controlled, Democrat controlled, split down the middle, embracing that power of, 50 different hubs of just I don't even know what to call it, because we dealt with Linda McMahon talking about education reform and, well, you know, what does each individual state, what does each individual county and parent want for their kids versus the Small Business Administration talking about, you know, the businesses on the East Coast versus the West Coast versus the Midwest. They're all different, so their needs are going to be different. So it's refreshing to hear that, but it's also cool to see all of the different Republicans that typically after May, when you go back, you know, go back home after session's done, you kind of lose touch with these people unless you're working with them on a daily basis, like in St. Charles County with Wendy Houseman, Mike Coslow, and all the others that are down here from St. Charles County, which St. Charles County, I think, has the biggest contingent right now. We've got Richard West, Adam Schnelting, I think all of the reps, the aforementioned reps, Travis Wilson, and so many others. But, you know, we're kind of brainstorming on ways to give the power back to the people, as the Trump administration is talking about giving it back to the states.
So how long are you all going to be in town?
We're gonna leave tomorrow.
Okay.
I know there are a couple tours this evening of the West Wing. Start of the day, as you probably saw on social media, so many different legislators that toured the White House. We toured the White House. We had lunch with Will Scharf to talk about all different things that are happening in the administration that are touching Missouri. But this evening, there are going to be some tours of the West Wing. We're in a big meeting right now, just kind of brainstorming with other minds up here in D.C. to figure out preparing for next session. What are the priorities of the Republican caucus? So it's a new day. It's something that I've never experienced with even the past Trump administration. This is something new. When I came in 2017, those 4 years, yeah, they were great, but we didn't have this hands-on working with the federal government. And we had Alex Meyer, who is a St. Louis native, who's the one of the different directors in charge of bringing the states to the forefront of working with the Trump administration. So a lot of us are going to be heading back tomorrow. I've talked to a couple legislators that are going to have their families up here and just touring D.C., going to Mount Vernon, going to Ford's Theater. But all the business will be done tomorrow afternoon.
Has there been anything that you've heard so far that you're just like, wow, that's kind of surprising? Like, I knew part of that, but I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, a couple things. One, I would say, is the immigration issue. And I knew it was bad. I knew it was really bad the past 4 years from going down to McAllen, Texas, which just had the shooting. Just, I think it was yesterday. The Republican delegation was down there last year. And looking at the statistics of the number of illegal immigrants that were coming into the country for the past 4 years, and how Joe Biden for 4 years said, we need legislation. We got to pass a bill. We got to get something to my desk. And they didn't, because all they needed was a new president. And when President Trump came in with a signing of a couple documents, they secured the border. The other thing that was really surprising, especially in Missouri, with the amount of money that we're pouring in to education, it's more and more and more each year, but the results are not getting better. And the state of Missouri is kind of in the middle here, but most of the states, 70% of eighth graders are not proficient in reading, in literacy. And that's something that Linda McMahon was discussing with the Department of Education. Look, since the 1980s, with the, you know, the inception of the Department of Education, the stronghold that the United States has had on educating the youth of this nation is gone, and we're failing our kids, and we got to return that power back to the parents, to the teachers, to the communities, to the states. So some of those things I knew, but I didn't know it was that bad. And I'm glad finally we're thinking outside of the box. We're thinking of what our founders truly intended. When you go back into our founding documents of the power of the states, the power of the people in each state. And it's refreshing. Again, I'm going to keep saying that. It's refreshing to have an administration saying, hey, this is your power. This is your authority. We should have never gotten involved in things like education. and we're bringing it back to you, who knows exactly what's best for your people.
We're talking with Missouri State Senator Nick Schroer. And I want to talk to you about something else real quick. I've only got about a minute and a half or so here, but I know you have been a huge supporter of the Law Enforcement Training Center out in O'Fallon, the Center for Advanced Skills Training in Law Enforcement. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on the new police board that got put in place in the city of St. Louis, and how do you see that playing out as we move forward?
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know, I'm not going to try not to filibuster. As of right now, I've got a lot of faith on this issue. I've got a lot of faith with Governor Kehoe's choices with the board that he has picked. They seem to have their heads on right. They're business leaders. They're people living in the community. And he's vetted these people through and through to try and pick the best ones that are going to prioritize working with the people of the city of St. Louis, working with the business leaders, and trying to make St. Louis safe again so we can kind of emulate what has happened in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be a boom for tourism, a boom for economic generation, and a boom overall for the city of St. Louis and the state of Missouri. So I'm excited, and you know, as of right now, I'm very hopeful.
Well, I'm excited about the fact that this is in place. I appreciate the fact that you have always stood in law enforcement, and I appreciate how strong you've been with the city of O'Fallon, the city of St. Charles, and what they're doing out in our community, and just making sure that we are the safest community in the state of Missouri. So safe travels coming back from D.C., because I'm looking forward to talking to you on Friday. So that should be really good. You got anything big planned for tonight that you're looking forward to?
Hopefully running into Donald Trump as we're going to tour the West Wing and the Oval Office. You know, I'll be reporting back on social media, all the different pictures and just encounters from out here. And it's just been really cool to see the entire St. Charles delegation working hand in hand, figuring out ways to bring more of your tax dollars back to your pockets, more of your tax dollars back to the state of Missouri, and all of the power back to the people. So it's something that I've never seen. Like I said, since 2016, when I first ran for office, I've always embraced the 10th Amendment and bringing powers back to the states. We've never had a president, nor have we had an administration like we have right now.
Well, I know you've got a lot going on. I appreciate you making time and working us in, and I hope you get to see Donald Trump tonight. That would be awesome.
If I do, I'll FaceTime you.
That sounds good. Well, safe travels. We'll talk to you, Senator. Thank you.
God bless you, Mike.
That is Missouri State Senator Nick Schroer spending some time with us today. It's great having our contingent, and I'd say our, I'm thinking St. Charles, but 70 Missouri legislators at the White House. That's pretty awesome. I love the fact we've got a huge contingent of our folks there, and hopefully they're going to work out some really good plans for next session, and we're going to be able to make the most of your tax dollars. We are going to do the cut of the day coming up on the other side as we wrap up the big show. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.